It's 11 trivia questions on the 1990s. Get ready to get radical. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Comes out every single day, so if you're brand new to the world of this podcast, go and hit subscribe so you never miss one of those new episodes. And if you want to support the show, the easiest way to do that is patreon.com/trivia with buds. Shout out to some of my new patrons who just joined in the last week or so. Newest patrons, Matt Pollock from Southern California. He plays right here at Ogo Pogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. And that's where I'm recording all the episodes for this week. You can see the logo and people drinking some beers behind me. We're getting ready to do a big bingo show. We do some pop culture bingo every Friday night. We do music bingo. We do trivia bingo. And we do regular old number bingo. It's tons of fun. So shout out to Matt Pollock. Shout out to Alexander Calder, a trivia host in Maine, trying to get things going at his bar. And good luck to you, Alexander. Let me know if you need any help getting that going. And shout out to Aria Peto from Australia, just one of the other many listeners from down under. Thank you, Aria, for your generous donation. All right. I was thinking about people that I subscribe to on Patreon. I thought I would share some of those with you to maybe inspire you to go check out some other podcasts and artists and YouTube channels that could use your help over on Patreon. I listen to my friend Kevin McLeod on The Weekly, who makes a lot of free and royalty-free music for use in podcasts and videos just like this one. So there's some music playing overhead here that I may replace with some Kevin McLeod music. And you can find him on a website he made called IncomTech. IncomTech has a huge library of downloadable royalty-free music. And I am a patron of Kevin McLeod, and you should be too if you do anything that requires music in a project. Shout out to Marty and Sarah, Love Wrestling. They are my pals from Chicago who do a great kind of character improv-based wrestling wrap-up and news show. Comes out every week, and it's tons of fun to listen to. Even if you're a casual fan of wrestling, you'll get a big kick out of Marty and Sarah, Love Wrestling. Also, Wreck My Podcast, Jordan Zeilinger and the crew up in Santa Clarita, California. You have heard me talk about them many times. If you like pop culture and nostalgia that you get out of this show, you will love Wreck My Podcast. Go check them out anytime and support them on Patreon. And the VHS Bandits, some of my friends over there. The VHS Bandits are a group of friends who watch different VHS tapes and talk about how great the old VCR days were. And they do some cool on-location episodes at different video stores and used media stores from time to time. Those are usually my favorite. So go check out the VHS Bandits. And most recently, I became a patron of the Self-Publishing Podcast. I've mentioned on this show a few times in the last couple weeks that I want to publish a trivia book later this year. That is one of my goals for 2020. And you guys will be the first to hear all the news about how that book publishing is going. And one of the resources I found to do that is called the Self-Publishing Show. So I became a dollar patron. They have a dollar, $2, and $3 levels, and you get all these cool perks and different guides and resources to publishing your own book. And they put out a great podcast every single week. So if you like literature, if you like reading and writing, if you're an English nerd like me, check out the Self-Publishing Show. All right, guys, today we have an episode all about one of my favorite decades, the 1990s. You're going to have fun playing along with these questions. And again, tons of nostalgia in here if you are a child of the 80s or the 90s or even the 2000s. We're going to dive into 11 questions on the 90s right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with some trivia on the 90s. Here's question number one. What was the name of the butler on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Question number one, what was the name of the butler on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? That's question one. Question number two, what brand of Gigapet sold over 76 million units starting in 1997? What brand of Gigapet sold over 76 million units starting back in 1997? Question number three. On the cartoon Hey Arnold, in what shape is Arnold's head often referred to? On the Nicktoon Hey Arnold, in what shape is Arnold's head often referred to? That's question number three. Question number four. What group had the hit 1990 song Let's Talk About Sex? What group had the hit 1990 song Let's Talk About Sex? Question 4. Question 5. Yoplait made a very popular brand of yogurt based on what colorful kids' cereal of the 90s? Yoplait made a popular yogurt based on what cereal of the 90s? That's question number 5. Six more questions left in this quiz on the most radical decade of all, the 1990s. Here's number 6. What 1994 movie used the tagline, "Get ready for rush hour"? Get ready for rush hour. Question number 7. What year did GoldenEye 007 get released in the U.S. for Nintendo 64? What year did GoldenEye come out on the Nintendo 64? Number 7. Question number 8. A children's book was released in 1992 called The Blank Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. Fill in that blank. The Blank Cheese Man, 1992. That's question number 8. What book was that? Question number 9 is a 50-50 question. Who won Super Bowl 29 in 1996? Was that the San Francisco 49ers or the Chargers? Who won Super Bowl 29 in 1996? Was it the 49ers or the Chargers? Question number 10. The Weird Al song Amish Paradise was a parody of what other 90s song? Question number 10. The Weird Al song Amish Paradise was a parody of what other 90s song? Question number 10. And question number 11 for 2 points. What was the four-word name of a famous mounted talking fish you could buy off your TV in the 90s? Looking for four words here. For a mountable talking fish you could buy off your TV in the 90s. That is the end of your quiz on the 90s for today's episode. Check out Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. Tons of great beers here to try, tons of great beers on tap, and tons of great beers to take home. One of my favorite places to grab a beer. Ogopogo Brewing, San Gabriel, California. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers to the questions on the 90s. We're back with the answers to 90s trivia. Let's see how you did. Question number 1. We had the name of the butler in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which of course was Jeffrey. He was kind of a smart aleck character on The Fresh Prince. Jeffrey on The Fresh Prince. Number 2. What brand of Gigapet sold over 76 million units starting in 97? That was Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi. Number 3. On the cartoon Hey Arnold, in what shape is Arnold's head often referred to? Football. It is a football-shaped head. Move it, football head, is actually the last line of the show's intro, if you've seen it. Number 4. What group had the hit 1990 song Let's Talk About Sex? That was Salt and Peppa. Common table condiments you might find at a restaurant or diner. Number 5, Yoplait made a very popular brand of yogurt based on the colorful kids' cereal Trix in the 90s. Trix yogurt, which I imagine was also just for kids. Number 6, what 1994 movie used the tagline, "Get ready for rush hour"? That was Speed. My wife was like, "Is it rush hour?" when I was quizzing her, and she goes, is it rush hour? And I was like, no, it's not rush hour, because that's in the tagline. Although, that movie came out like 5 years later, 4 years later, 98, I think. 3 years later, whenever that was, 96 to 98, 2 years later. Oh my God. 1994 is when Speed came out. So it was 5 years later. No, 4 years later. Oh my God. Number 7, what year did GoldenEye 007 get released in the U.S. for Nintendo 64? That was back in 1997. 97, the year of the GoldenEye, the FPS game that changed the world. Number 8, a children's book was released in 1992 called The Blank Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. It was The Stinky Cheese Man. The Stinky Cheese Man. I've read that to my daughter before. In modern times. Number 9, who won Super Bowl 29 in 1996? It was the 49ers. The 49ers. And number 10, the Weird Al song Amish Paradise was a parody of what other 90s song? That would be Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio. He was not happy with the parody from an interview I saw back in the day. And number 11, for 2 points, the talking four-word fish that you mounted and would sing to you, I believe, you bought it off your TV, was called Big Mouth Billy Bass. Big Mouth Billy Bass. So there you go. You learned some stuff or reminisced about the 90s on today's show, and I hope you had a ton of fun. If you dig the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Let us know why you dig the show or what you'd like to see as a constructive criticism of the show. That's always encouraged as well. And if you're watching along on YouTube, give us a thumbs up or comment on some questions you got right or wrong below. All right, it's time for one more question, sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out for all your printing needs at fmdesignsinc.com. The question is, NatSat is a secret language characters use in what Stanley Kubrick movie? If you know that answer, tweet it to me at RyanBuds on Twitter or Instagram, and you can also email the answer, RyanBuds@gmail.com, to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was 33 for the number jersey Scottie Pippen was on the Chicago Bulls. And your trivia team name of today is Choose Your Own Dadventure. That's right. That's what I do every day. I choose my own dadventure. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for leaving those reviews. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.